back friends. Sarah, would you be so kind and show us Mother Love and show how it's similar, same time frame?
So this is the new book that we just have released and published, right? So very similar structure to what Karen had said, you know, very lovely little prayers within. This is not structured though from the standpoint of there is no calendar really in it. It really is just devotions specifically for mothers, and particularly there is some meditations and readings that you can do in there that will help to direct you better on how to be a good mother, really. So whereas this prayer book that Karen is speaking of is really a universal prayer book, anyone, you know, anyone within the family, priest, religious, secular, would be able to make use of that. The Mother Love prayer book, although it may be, like Karen had said before in the last meeting, where sometimes you have to modify a prayer here or there, the same would be true for this, but one is specifically written for the mother, and this particular prayer book is written, I think the one that Karen is speaking of, is much more universal.
Yes, I would think. I think that's very true. Okay, so the adaptation, August 13th, so let's see, on the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves. So here's going to be an example where the author mentions religious, and yet the remark is really most suitable for anyone seeking the Lord in sincerity. So the author will start out, first prelude, behold the apostles distributing the miraculous bread to the multitude. And the second prelude, beg for redoubled love and devotion to Jesus Christ. So you're really putting yourself in that situation, which is a common practice. But the second part is starting now to actively beg, entreat, ask for love and devotion. Consideration. So point one. So I'm only going to read one of the points. The occasion of the miracle. Consideration. The desert place where Jesus had led his apostles on the return from their mission was soon besieged by an immense crowd of people. Jesus had compassion on them, and from a rising ground where he stood with the 12, he spoke of the kingdom of God. The time went on, the day declined, and still the crowd remained motionless, hanging on the words of Jesus. The apostles said to him, this is a desert place, and the hour is now past. Send away the multitudes that going into the towns they may buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said to them, they have no need to go, give you them to eat. It was evident that, in spite of their want of faith, he was about to work a miracle. Application. After the example of these good Israelites, let us seek, according to our Lord's precept, the kingdom of heaven and his justice before all other things. Have we not to reproach ourselves with being more occupied with our bodily wants, our health and our comforts, than with the means of glorifying God and of increasing in virtue and sanctity? Alas, here's the turn to many religious, but we can all put ourselves in this. Alas, many religious have to reproach themselves with it, and the knowledge of it causes their want of confidence in God when human means fail them. Have you not experienced that? I thought that the author was really, I like his turn. The people mm-hmm. knew the hour. They right. knew where they were. It's not mm-hmm. coming as a surprise to them they don't have any food.
Yes, that is yep, absolutely.
And yet they stayed.
Yeah. And yet they stayed, right? There's an element of hope there. Yeah, the format of that is for anyone who has ever made an Ignatian silent retreat is very well known. You know, that the entry into the scripture and then a point of meditation, something to really take to heart. And I think actually that's one of the areas right now in terms of the modern day prayer life, if there is such a thing, right, is that we don't begin from an appropriate point of meditation often. right? We enter into our conversation with our Lord, and it's not that it would be inappropriate, but only based upon a need. But that element where they give you that scriptural reference, there is a need there, right? I mean, there is already something there, and there's a visual image onto which you can really begin to formulate thoughts and place yourself in that similar situation. And then in a really well-formatted way, he directs your thoughts to the area that allow you to enter into a deeper engagement, not only with your own personal needs, but with the needs that were needed before, right? I mean, it's really that format is so Jesuit. That is so Ignatian.
It is in the very best and honorable of that word. All right, my friends. I know this is even shorter, but we're going to come back and we're going to take up another quote, because I think it kind of comes to some of the struggles or temptations mothers face. Till then, my friends, fide Sarachi.